that you will need to know what your rights are as you move about the city, but also as you are an activist, as you engage in civil disobedience. What can you do? What can't you do? Get this volume, but support this radio station. People bring this show up to me all the time as an example of the finest programming on WBAI. And it is one of the shows that when I hear it's on, I feel like I have no work to do. Just let that be. That's what it's supposed to be like. And that's why I encourage you to support this. And people, this show is heard around the country in other stations. It's on, I think, 20-something other stations.
40-something other stations.
Plus on the internet. LawandDisorder.org is heard around the world. 10,000 people.
That's right.
Thanks to WBAI.
Right. Thanks to you, actually, because you put this forward. You have supported this show since its inception, and it is because of New Yorkers that everybody who has access to the program has access to it. 212-209-2950. There's another call coming in. Thank you very much for that. One more person now calling in and pledging your support. You're listening to WBAI New York. This is, it's about 10:01 a.m. We're going to take a break in just a second. We want to get one more of you to join us and pledge that support. 212-209-2950. The book, Hell No, for a pledge of $75. Or you can get that along with Who Killed Che and a flash drive with the archives of this program. We'll leave 2 gigs of that flash drive open so you can continue to use it. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those phone calls. And we're going to take a quick station break. We'll be right back with more of Law and Disorder.
Hi, I'm Earth Mom.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Andrew.
And we all have something in common.
We all volunteer for the WBAI Fund Drive.
And you can too.
Because the next WBAI Fund Drive begins on October 5th.
And volunteers are needed 24/7.
To volunteer, call 212-209-2800 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Or email volunteers@WBAI.org. And please bring your photo ID when you come to the station at 120 Wall Street.
Come on and join us.
And keep your favorite radio station alive and thriving. Call 212-209-2800 or email volunteers@WBAI.org.
WBAI, WBAI.
We're the New Orleans Jazz Vipers at WBAI, New York City.
This is Michael Ratner, and I'm with Michael Smith on a special 3-hour edition of Law and Disorder. We're here to raise money for WBAI. The number is 212-209-2950, and we really want to get that board lit up. We have an incredible premium, one that even if you weren't supporting the station, which of course you should have. It's Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. This is not some academic tract. This is a practical handbook for activists. It first demonstrates how, really since the beginning, but focuses particularly on 1999 and forward, the efforts made by the government of the United States, the FBI, the CIA, local police, to squash dissent in this country. And what's interesting about this book and what's interesting in writing about it is when people think of dissent, they often think, oh, you know, writing an article in the newspaper or doing something like that. But that's not what dissent is really about. The First Amendment protects your right to assemble and your right to petition the government. And that's what it means. First Amendment includes what's happening today at Occupied Wall Street. That's what this book points out. And then it gives you the tools for fighting back against FBI harassment, surveillance, police harassment, surveillance, etc. Again, $75 premium. The book, Hell No, 212-209-2950. Michael Smith's going to read a couple thank yous, but I want to get that board lit up. We have the pressure on us here to make sure that this station stays vibrant at this particular political moment,
which is one we haven't seen
in 30 years at least. 212-209-2950, $75. The book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent. For another $75, you can get Who Killed Che. For another $100, you get the 4 gigabyte USB thumb drive. And for $200, you get the whole thing. Let's get $200 pledges in. But again, key, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, 212-209-2950, $75. Michael?
A lot of people have been asking for your book. Hell no, Michael. Faye Zeeland, Laura DiVallo, Sarah Plant, Charlotte Sky. Thank you, folks. Thank you very much for ordering Hell No, letting us thank you for your support of Law and Disorder Radio and for WBAI. We also have Zach Sklar ordered Who Killed Shay, Laura Kaplan, Who Killed Shay. Thank you, folks. More people on Hell No, Patricia Comstock. Here's Evelyn Vega, got both books. Thank you, Evelyn. Donna Gould, both books. Thank you, Donna. Sam Weintraub, Hell No. Thank you, Sam.
Really, they're pouring in, but we need more to pour in. Sharon Buffoe got Hell No. Elspeth McDonald got Hell No. John Martin just gave a straight pledge. Thank you very much. 212-209-2950. Michael and I want to keep reading. The board is starting to light up again, but let's get it in. It's Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. If there's a book that's relevant to what's happening today, it's Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, $75 premium. Again, 212-209-2950.
Michael, ask me about our next guest.
Who's our next guest?
Our next is Doyle Canning.
Where is she?
She's been in the park for a week and a half. She's the one of the co-organizers of Smart Meme. They helped the movement organize. She's one of the main spokeswomen for the Occupy Wall Street movement. She's stuck in traffic in a cab. She'll be walking in the studio any minute. What she has to say is really interesting because she's been in the middle of this. She's been all over the country and the world on the TV and the computer talking about what's going on there. And she's coming up to our studio in a minute. So hang on, folks. Don't tune out. Just dial 210.
The book is Hell No. The premium $75. 212-209-2950. Get it and get it now. I want to give some advice. If you listen to the show already, you've heard that you have an absolute right to film what the cops are doing in New York. You have a right to record what they're doing. And I'm not saying the cops will like it. I'm not saying they won't push your camera down. I'm not saying you might not even get arrested. But I'm saying get out there and do it. Film what they're doing. Record what they're doing. And this book tells you about that. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America.
And just get out there, period.
$75, yes. And if you're not going to be on the sidelines, get in the middle. Get yourselves to Occupied Wall Street, 212-209-2950. When you get down there, you'll be amazed. Here you have a half-acre park that has led to a national and an international movement. It's like, reminds me of chemistry. When you drop something in a supersaturated solution, all of a sudden everything comes out. That's what this half-acre has done. It's incredible to be there.
Hell's half-acre.
And this book will tell you how to deal with it, how to be an activist, how the government has repressed people from time immemorial, but particularly since 1999. And let's not kid ourselves. At the bottom of repression is the understanding that people in Occupied Wall Street, people in the streets, people in the parks, people protesting are how social change happens. That's why they go after it. Well, that's why Hell No is so critical.
It's the 1%.
$75, 212-209-2950. You know, people have complained that there's no demands, etc. Well, you know, in a way, that's for the people, of course, at the General Assemblies to decide what their demands will be and how. But the one thing you can say is 99-1 says it all. What else do you have to say? The basic demand is let's make it 100. Let's make it everybody being the same out there. How do you get there is another story. But it's a clear demand for equality in everything in this country. Education, health care, housing. Say it all, 99-1. Let's flatten it out horizontally.
Well, it's 99-1, and the 1% have got the cops on their side, and that's why Michael Ratner and Margaret Ratner, Counselor, wrote Hell No. It lays out your rights. It's a very, very fine handbook.
How can it be that there's only one call coming in? Let's go, guys.
Pauline Smith, thank you for ordering Hell No. Joseph Patrone, thank you for ordering Hell No. Jan Henley, thank you also. We really appreciate your support. We're glad to send you this book as a thank you for supporting the wonderful radio station, the station of the movement, WBAI, and for supporting our radio show, Law and Disorder. Heidi Bogosian, the head of the National Lawyers Guild, Michael Ratner, head of the Center for Constitutional Rights, and me, Michael Smith. We're here every Monday morning at 9 o'clock for you folks, bringing you the legal news from the point of view of the movement, not just the Constitution, but the movement. And now let us send you Michael Ratner and Margaret Ratner Kunstler's book, Hell No. Margaret's going to be a on live guest in an hour. Stay tuned. Jim Lafferty, the head of the National Lawyers Guild out in California, is going to be here a little afterwards. We've got Doyle Cannon in a cab about to show up, so don't tune out. But please dial 209-2950. Show your support for this marvelous radio station that's the voice of the movement in the tri-state area and really across the country. You can get WBAI online. You can get Law and Disorder online at lawanddisorder.org. Help support this radio program, support the station, support the movement. Get a copy of Hell No.
For all those of you who've just tuned in to the second hour of the special Law and Disorder, this is a fundraiser for WBAI. We have some amazing premiums. We have Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. That's $75. Hell No, it's the handbook for activists. Get it. We have Who Killed Che for $75. We have the thumb drive of 2 years of programming. The whole package is $200. But get it, $200, a premium. You can pay it over time. You can pay it with all your credit cards. You can do etc. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, $75. And look who just walked in.
Hello, Doyle. Doyle Cannon here.
That's what happens when you sleep down at Occupied Wall Street. Door.
No,
you
that's
get up late.
That's what happens when the cab takes a wrong turn and takes you through the Wall Street traffic.
In any case, we're going to be talking to Doyle Channing from Occupied Wall Street. We want you to keep calling while she's talking. She just came down here, 212-209-2950. Just remember, Hell No, the premium is $75. Your Right to Defend the Dissent in 21st Century America. I'll repeat the number, and then Michael will start talking to Doyle. Michael Smith, 212-209-2950. Keep those calls. And we'll interrupt occasionally, Doyle, so that we can give the number.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Doyle. It's really nice to see you. You've been talking your teeth out here. I know that people have interviewed you all over the country and all over the world. Tell us, what organization are you from, and what have you been doing down at Occupied Wall Street?
Well, I'm from Boston. I've been here in New York since last week supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement. And I want to be here and part of this movement because I really feel like what's happening here in New York is inspiring everyday people all over the world to come out into the streets and to declare that they're fed up with corporate greed and the status quo and try to create something better, something more democratic, more just, and more beautiful. My organization is called Smart Meme. We're a narrative strategy center. We're a national organization based in San Francisco and Boston, and we're really proud to be supporting Occupy Wall Street.
Well, if you had to tell the story in a brief couple paragraphs of what's happening not only here in New York City, but now the spreading conflagration, I think is the right word for it, what do you tell the corporate media? Because they're forced to cover this in some way. They can't cover it up because it's happening everywhere. And how do you tell our story? What do you say?
Well, on Saturday, we saw demonstrations in over 1,500 cities around the planet. Yeah, and there are now over 100 Occupy liberated encampments all over the United States, from Orlando to Anchorage to Kalamazoo to Oakland. It's quite incredible. So the story is really writing itself, and it remains to be seen where this is going to go. But I think there's a sense that we're just getting started.
212-209-2950. We're talking with Doyle, who has just been down at Occupied Wall Street for a week or more. She's going to give us some more firsthand descriptions. But before that, call this number, 212-209-2950. Get the book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a handbook for activists. It's how the government has tried to repress us really forever, but certainly since 1999 in Seattle. And underlying that, as is pointed out, this is, yes, it's about post 9/11, but even more, it's about economics. And that's why it started in Seattle as there were protests against the world domination by the World Trade Organization, the G20, etc. This book is a handbook, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a $75 premium, 75-212-209-2950. And now back to Doyle and Occupied Wall Street. So tell us what it's like down there.
Yeah, Doyle Cannon, tell us, like, if you had to say a couple of the real highlights since you came down from Boston, you're one of the organizers of Smart Meme. You know how to tell the story. You know how to narrate and reach out to people. And if somebody asked, well, what were some of the highlights for you personally down there at Occupied Wall Street, what would you say?
Well, one of the big highlights for me was meeting up with one of the organizers who's working in what they call SIS, which is storage, information, and shipping. That's the office space at Occupied Wall Street, where folks from around the country and around the world are sending donations of cash, of hand-crocheted scarves, of apples from their family farm, of homemade cookies. It's really quite something, the sort of outpouring of support from everyday people all over the country and the world who are wanting to send, you know, their wishes of solidarity and their mutual aid to the movement. And so I was looking over some of these notes that have come with these donations. And, you know, there was one little scrap of paper that said, "Greetings, I'm a disabled veteran from Pennsylvania. Thank you for what you're doing. Here's $5. Wow. And that sort of spirit of mutual aid and solidarity is absolutely moving. And what's happening down in Liberty Square is just one dimension of this huge movement that's really bubbling up from the grassroots and has been in formation for, you know, 500 years, but since Seattle, we've seen a sort of wave and cresting and then a new wave now of anti-corporate grassroots energy. And it is really exciting to see how people from all walks of life are getting involved.
You know, Doyle, I think that's critical what you said. I just want to remind our listeners, we're talking to Doyle Canning, a key activist down, I don't know if I said key, but an activist who's been at you can't say that about anybody down at Occupied Wall Street.
We're all leaders, right, Michael.
Right, exactly. So we're talking to Doyle Canning, who's been down at Occupied Wall Street. We're here for really raising money as well as talking to you about Occupied Wall Street. For WBAI, we have an amazing premium. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Your Hell No. The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Let's get that board lit up. This is a handbook for activists. It talks about really what, playing off of what Doyle just said, really since 1999, since Seattle is where we have seen this movement sprout, grow, and take on the state and take on the corporate structures. And it's critical to understand also something she said, and this book talks about that, that this ebbs and flows. It's always there. It's always underneath. And then it manifests itself, as I said, almost like a supersaturated solution. And maybe it'll ebb and flow again. But let me tell you, in 10 years, we will not recognize this country. That's my prediction. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Get the premium. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. I don't see the board lit up, so let's light it up. Let's get some calls in right now. We'll go back to Doyle as soon as we get some calls. A $75 premium. Hell No. For another $75, you get Who Killed Che? How the CIA Got Away with Murder. For another $100, you get 2 years of programming of Law and Disorder. The whole package is $200. $200 for everything. Get some $200 premiums in. But for sure, if you're an activist out there, the first message to you is get yourself down to Occupied Wall Street. That's the first message. The second message is, and as I said earlier, as Howard Zinn said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. Well, let me tell you, the second highest form after you get yourself to Occupied Wall Street is getting the book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, 212-209-2950. Why is there a little bit of quiet out there now? I don't know. 212-209-2950. Get the book, Hell No, $75 premium.
Michael? I just want to mention that Hell No is written by Michael Ratner and Margaret Ratner Kunstler. Both of them
were attorneys for the Center for Constitutional Rights since the 1960s. Margie was head of one of the mass projects there, Mass Defense Committee. Nobody in the country knows more about what our democratic rights are. They've written this book, Hell No. It's a perfect book for the times. Absolutely perfect. Everybody should get it. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America.
We're here with Doyle Canning, who has come to us from Occupied Wall Street. What was interesting, Doyle, is, of course, it's called Liberty Park now, or Liberty Plaza, whatever you... We've named it, or Occupied Wall Street has named it. But, you know, before it was called Zuccotti Park, it was actually called Liberty Park as well. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's right. The movement has intentionally reclaimed the space as Liberty Plaza. And that sort of reclamation of the commons, you know, the park itself is actually this quasi-private public entity that's owned by a company called Brookfield that is one of the largest real estate firms in the country and on the planet. They actually have $24 billion invested in mortgage-backed securities. And so, you know, they are the 1%.
You're the enemy.
The company that owns that piece of property where that is occupied now as Liberty Square by the grassroots movement, you know, that action of reclamation is a direct sort of statement of the kind of social change we need to see.
212-209-2950. Get the book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's really a handbook for activists. Really, what's happened in the country, really, since the Alien and Sedition Acts in the 18th century, but really going forward, particularly focusing on Seattle and forward, police tactics in every single major demonstration in this country, from netting to sound machines, to infiltration, to surveillance, and then what you can do about it. 212-209-2950. Now, you know, you're tiring us out here because we're really trying to pitch hard. So 212-209-2950. Michael, talk to Doyle some more about Occupy Wall Street.
You know, one of the pieces of deflection and disinformation was the line that came out mostly broadcast through Fox News, but others as well, that these people have no demands. They're confused. They don't know what they're doing. You go down there, and it's absolutely exhilarating because there are all kinds of demands. The signs, the creativity, the energy is just fantastic. It shows you what happens when people start taking history into their own hands. And the line that there are no demands is just absolute BS. Talk to us about what some of these people want to see happen in our country.
Well, I think that the framing that there's no demands is ridiculous because it's not like there are none. There are hundreds and thousands of solutions to this crisis, from breaking up the banks to raising taxes on millionaires and billionaires to rethinking capitalism. And you'll go down to the park or to any of the occupations across the country and the world and find people who want to talk about what we can do about it. And that's what's really exciting, is that public discourse, that sort of open forum to really discuss, generate ideas, debate, and eventually I think we're going to see some alignment converging, and that'll be an exciting time.
212-209-2950. We're talking to Doyle Canning, who is here with us from Occupied Wall Street, but this is a special fundraiser for Law and Disorder, and the major premium we're pushing is the Hell No book. It's called Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. And you can call 212-209-2950. It's a $75 premium. I'm just reading the section in here, Doyle, about Seattle. Now, Seattle was, of course, the first big recent manifestation around the economic disparities in the country and the world. And, you know, there was a completely false picture painted of Seattle. The pictures you got out were essentially, you know, and were essentially of violence. Chunks of concrete, BB guns, wrist rockets, large capacity squirt guns with bleach and urine. All lies told by the government to try and say Seattle was just a bunch of violent young people. And that false story was picked up all over the world. The New York Times still writes that false story, although it's had some retractions of it. And from that, you got what's called the Seattle method of policing. And that's what's happened, as this book points out, in almost every single demonstration since Seattle. And that's what we're trying to counter, this false picture of how demonstrations happen and how protests happen. 212-209-2950.
Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Doyle, you know something about that false picture and what's happened. What do you say?
Well, I myself was in the streets of Seattle in 1999. And, you know, I was part of a peaceful march of young people who were calling out against the WTO, corporate greed, environmental destruction, human rights abuses. And we were confronted with tear gas, rubber bullets, nightsticks, and mass arrests. And it was really a radicalizing moment for a lot of the folks who were there because of such the blatant police violence, the police incited and chaos ensued. And since that time, in the early part of the aughts, the 2000s, then, you know, there was Police Chief Timoney in the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, and then later in at the Free Trade Area of the Americas protests in Miami, who was really funneling Homeland Security money to use, you know, so-called non-lethal or less lethal weapons against peaceful protesters. I've been pleased to see that here in New York, we haven't seen tear gas yet. We have seen pepper spray used by the New York Police Department. And, you know, as this movement grows, I think your handbook is going to be key for folks who are trying to make their voices heard.
212-209-2950. Thank you, Doyle. It's a $75 premium. Hell no. And it does say, going back to Seattle, what we said in here, police officials across the country, this is from Hell No, saw Seattle as their Pearl Harbor. It's basically the result, it says in the book, millions and probably billions by this time of money have been spent on riot gear and all kinds of things to, quote, control protesters. And they used the false rumors of Seattle. But one thing, Doyle, you said that I found fascinating. I remember when, I guess you were there on Friday morning when the attempt to clear the park.
I was there with her. We walked over together.
To call off the protest. And, you know, I was terrified, actually, to be honest, even though I wasn't, I was going to be on the periphery in a way as a lawyer with my green hat, but of course that could make me even more of a target. But, you know, I remembered Columbia in 68, and it was so bloody and violent that it's, I didn't realize I probably still have post-traumatic stress from being picked up and tossed to the concrete and bloodied. I probably still have that because I was so frightened. I was there that peaceful Friday, the Thursday night. There was a lot of tension, but Friday, you know, we didn't know what to come. There was going to be direct action of people linking. There was going to be great stuff. But the cops are thuggish when they go into those situations, and there is blood everywhere. And what happened at Columbia for me and for others is, and it said what happened to you at Seattle, is it radicalized really almost the entire population of Columbia at 68. And those people are still sitting here in the studio today. So, you know, in some way, those kind of things that kind of use of force by the state really radicalizes people. And they ought to recognize that. At the same time, you've talked about, yes, we haven't seen some of the Seattle and Miami tactics here yet, but we've seen some really nasty businesses. We've seen thousands of arrests, really 700 on the bridge alone, probably another 400 or 500 since, and lots of beatings. So these cops are, you know, they're not exactly, I'm not ready to put them up on my wall as, you know, as the next, whatever you want to call it, Christian martyr. But Doyle, what's your response to that sort of thinking?
Well, on Saturday, there was a delegation of Citibank customers who entered the bank and attempted to close their accounts. They wanted to move their money to local credit unions and other more accountable financial institutions. The police locked them in the bank branch and arrested all of them, including, you know, folks who weren't part of the action and who were genuinely just trying to conduct business in the bank. And that video has gone viral on YouTube. And
There's a woman being pushed back into the bank. She's holding her deposit slips. I don't know whether she was someone doing the protest, which the protest would be completely legal. To just move your money from Citibank to a credit union is completely legal. But this woman was just saying, I just made a deposit. What are you doing to me? And they push her up against the wall in a brutal way, and they push her back into the bank to be arrested. That's our New York City cops. I mean, it's not great, guys. I mean, don't kid yourself. These cops, you know, they can act plenty tough
even though it's nice, I see everybody talks to them on the periphery of Occupied Wall Street and all that. But when they're given an order, particularly by their white-shirted supervisors, they arrest people indiscriminately and with violence.
But you know,
that's what I've seen. Wait, let's get the number, Michael, before we say another
212-209-2950.
And we're going to do 2 minutes of that right now because we're not getting calls. Let's go over the premiums,
people are
Michael.
Too interested in listening
right.
to pick up that phone.
So they're not
going to
hear anything.
Keep this program going. Keep the station going. 212-209-2950. You know, Michael Doyle, there's safety in numbers.
No, Michael, keep pitching.
And
no, 212-209-2950.
What you're
going to
learn, what you're going to learn from reading Hell No,
oh, good. Okay.
Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, is they can't arrest everybody. They can't do it. On Friday, when we were all down there, the three of us, they looked at us and they thought, we got a choice here. Either we're going to be on international television trying to arrest 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people, and it's going to be a F mess. Either we're going to do that, or we're going to have to back down in a humiliating way. This is a no-win situation for us, and that's what we were able to organize. And we were able to organize because people are out there, and they are brave, and they had courage. And you get Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, you'll understand the whole tradition of what democratic rights are. And you'll get an idea of what we have to do to roll them back. It ain't going to come from the ballot boxes. It's going to come from the kind of demonstrations that are going on now.
212-209-2950. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Get it. Get it now. It's a handbook for activists. 212-209-2950. A short history, 40 pages of dissent in this country, and particularly since Seattle, the new sort of Seattle policing model, which, as Doyle points out, our guests from Occupied Wall Street, has not been fully implemented in New York, but they did do the netting on the bridge, 700 people
they
arrested.
Did Times Square also.
They did Times Square. I mean, this is like serious. You got to learn about it. You have to learn about your rights. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, 212-209-2950. Now, Doyle, I have a question for you. On Friday when you were there, I have to tell you, partly because I've been in these situations where the cops have gone in and bloodied people, I was like, as I said, terrified. You have been in Seattle. What was your feeling on Friday when you stood out there? Yes, Michael's right. There were 5,000 people. How were they ever going to do this? They couldn't, really. I'd like to think our lawyer's letter stopped it, but I know that's not true. I'm teasing. I know what stopped it is 5,000 people. But weren't you really scared having been through Seattle, Doyle?
I was emboldened and feeling courageous by the people power and the solidarity surrounding all of us. It was a tense moment. I mean, Bloomberg had a choice. He either was going to mass arrest and build the movement, or he was going to back down
and build the movement.
And so it was clear that we had already won. And, I was there with Mike Smith's phone number on my person in case I became a victim of the NYPD. But my role there was really to focus the attention of the mainstream media cameras on the message and, on the action, as a means to hopefully, dissuade any police brutality.
212-209-2950. We've been talking with Doyle Canning.
People are calling
Occupied
in, Michael.
Wall Street. Let's get those calls in.
They're calling. They're coming in.
$75 premium. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. $75. 212-209-2950. For another $75, you get what's our another book, Michael?
Who killed Che? How the CIA got away with murder. Michael and I wrote this book. It hasn't come out yet. We've got some advanced copies for you. And I have to say, in all modesty, this is a good book.
It is a good book. 75. For 100, you get the 2 years of our programming on a thumb drive.
200
for
everything.
You get the whole thing. Get it. Get it for 200, but definitely get Hell No, $75. Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. We've been saying a lot. The Seattle model of policing. What's happened from 99 and all these demonstrations?
9/11, Homeland Security, the militarization of the police. These people are armed. Michael Doyle, do you know that the New York City Police Department, with federal funding, just bought a submarine?
There you go.
A submarine! What do they need a submarine for?
212-209-2950. Get those calls coming in. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America for $75. Get it. Get it. Now, So, Doyle, you said you thought that either way they were going to lose. You know, actually, an interesting thing about Friday morning. On Thursday night, I'm in the park with people, and, you know, it's pretty tense, and they're discussing, you know, they're having some stuff off the cameras and stuff on Direct Action and other things. But that night, someone comes up to me and said, Michael, I just came down from Wall Street, not our Wall Street, but where Bloomberg was having dinner at Cipriani's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm saying, and I'm sitting here having seen what police violence can do, as have a number of other people. And sitting here, the mayor, who was just basically approved what really has to amount to massive police violence, is having dinner at one of the fanciest restaurants in New York.
That's right.
And I didn't know what to make, other than, you know, Nero fiddled while Rome burned, or the idea that you could sit at a fancy restaurant while the next day you're going to unleash really the forces of violence against a most democratic, beautiful social experiment I've seen in my lifetime. I just found that to be shocking. Doyle?
You know, yeah, I mean, it's clear that Bloomberg is, he's a member of the 1%. I mean, make no mistake about that.
1/10 of 1%.
No, much higher than
that's
that.
That's right.
He's like up there.
He's the richest guy in the city. Right. He just bought himself a third term.
Right.
That's so, right. So, you know, there was a delegation of folks from the community and from the Occupied Wall Street who went to Cipriani's and had a little action there.
Good.
You know, he was getting pressure from all sides. There was over 300,000 people in less than 24 hours signed on to an online petition to stop the eviction, and that was delivered to his doorstep Thursday night.
Beautiful.
Many city council members, elected officials, union leaders got involved and pressured the administration to back down. And I think it was clear that if they were to follow through with the order, it only would have served to build the movement.
We're here with Doyle Canning. She's from Occupied Wall Street. She's been from Seattle to Occupied Wall Street. She's had quite a, like, whatever number of years, 12 years or so, Doyle. Doyle, can you, we're here for a special edition of Law and Disorder. Have a premium.
We're
hell
here
no.
until noon.
We're here till noon. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Doyle, if people want to know about Occupied Wall Street, where do they go? What do they do? There's websites, Friends of Occupied Wall Street, this Occupied, this, there's the global live streaming, there's a million things. If you're just out there and you want to know what's going on, what marches are planned, I mean, you have to go to the General Assembly for everything, but where do I go to find out anything?
Well, OccupyWallST.org is a great resource. That's the website of the occupation down in Liberty Square, and they're trying to keep that updated with live blogging, with daily press releases, and so forth. You can also follow on Twitter. I mean, that's really what's happening, and that's something we didn't have in Seattle. So it's great to see how these new technologies are enabling this kind of networked communication. You can follow Occupy Wall ST for a lot of great tweets about what's happening. But there's so much happening that it's hard to put your arms around it. So I would encourage folks out there to grab your friends, form an affinity group, and, you know, get involved as a group in the General Assembly, and you know, plan your own action and invite people along. It's really a time to take initiative and be part of something much larger than any one person or any one group.
212-209-2950. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America is the key premium we're offering today. $75 premium. Let's get that board lit up. Why would you guys not call when Tony, our boss, comes in and looks at the board and it's all green, which is not good. We want it all whatever color, yellow, brown,
yellow,
whatever it's supposed to be, but it is not that.
Yellow is good.
212-209-2950. We have this amazing premium. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. We're going to now give Tony a chance
to speak. Tony.
Well, I'm simply going to encourage people to call up and pledge their support for this incredible program. This is Law and Disorder. Folks, you know that you tune in every morning, every Monday morning, rather, at 9 a.m. And we have the advantage of having locally here these three fine attorneys who deconstruct this system, or as I said earlier, the misuse of this legal system and whatever's going on in the White House on a weekly basis for us. They keep an eye on it so that we don't have to do it ourselves. And they disseminate the information right here. Of course, we must do it ourselves as citizens. It's required. But you can get some of that aggregated right here on this program. So call us and pledge your support to the station and to this program. 212-209-2950. The pledge this morning is just $75. I know how much you guys appreciate this show. I hear it from you all of the time. It's one of the best produced shows on this station, and it has a listenership that is very intelligent, very smart folks tune in to hear this program. Again, $75. We have a single caller on the line. We need to raise $3,000 in each of these hours, and we can't do that with a single caller. So let's hear from you now. Don't forget that we have also available Who Killed Che? That's a part of the pack. This is a brand new book. Michael Ratner and Michael Smith have written this, How the CIA Got Away with Murder. That's available to you for a $75 pledge. Hell No, of course, is available for a $75 pledge. Also, we have on the table a $100 item, and that is a flash drive filled with the archives of this very program. It's a 4 gigabyte flash drive. We're going to leave two of them free so that you can use that for yourself, and we're going to fill the other 2 gigs with material from this show. But the only way to get that is to call up and pledge your support now at the $100 level. If you pledge at the $200 level, you get all three of those items, and that really is going to be a bargain for you. 212-209-2950. We've got three callers on the line now. We want to get three more of you to join before we get back to more of this interview, but we have to hear from you. You know, folks, we don't have commercials on this station. This is the way we keep this station going. It's a contract between our producers, our staff, and our listeners. We say we'll bring you analysis that you won't hear in the mainstream. We'll bring you actual news. We will provide something that you can't turn on your television or radio and get anywhere else. And we will do that by using your dollars of support. So we go back and forth this way, and we support each other this way. This is a community station, and it requires your help. You can't look at the guy next in the desk next to you, or in the car next to you, or the woman at the desk over there. It is your job. It's your responsibility to keep the station on the air. 212-209-2950. And a program that is this good, for instance, a program that is as good as Law and Disorder, must be supported by our listening audience. 212-209-2950.
Tony, thank you. Now, why did the board light up when Tony came in? 212-209-2950.
You said I was the boss.
We're going to use this moment to say goodbye to Doyle Canning. Thank you. Go back to Occupy
Doyle,
Wall
do you have Street. Do you have a last thought for us before you get back to Wall Street?
Well, come on down and join us. Send your support, sleeping bags, cookies, $5, overnight, camping. It's all good, and we welcome everyone.
It's wonderful. We bring down a lot of food almost every day. We're upstate, and my wife is about to bring down, works at Democracy Now!, Karen is about to bring down bushels of apples. 212-209-2950. Doyle, thank you for being with us. Get Hell No for $75. It's your right to dissent in 21st century America. Tony was pitching it terrifically. Hell No, $75 premium. For another $75, you get Who Killed Che. For $100, you get the thumb drive, the whole package for $200. Let's get those calls coming in. Tony?
212-209-2950. That's the phone number. We accept your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. The money, though, really goes, we're going to send the books out to you. We're going to send the flash drive, but the money goes to keeping WBAI going, folks. We have been radio for the 99% since 1950. Keep that in mind.
Radio for the 99%.
That's a great
slogan. Absolutely. That's
Tony,
it. That's
what did you think of that?
I'm a smart guy.
Radio for the 99%.
That could be on our new t-shirts. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm just saying.
I'd wear that
That'll
t-shirt.
Be showing up on our website very
you know,
soon.
You know, Tony, I wore a Tax the Rich button when I went to help bail out my friend Jim Lafferty down at the courthouse at 100 Center Street.
Uh-huh.
And his lawyer made me take it off.
212-209-2950. Get this premium. It's an amazing premium. Hell No. The cover alone is worth $75. It's red with white and black lettering. Your right to dissent in 21st century America. It's $75. It gives you really the history of government repression, what they call the Seattle policing model, but in a lively way from 1999 forward till today. $75 premium, 212-209-2950. For another 75, you get Michael Smith's and my book, Who Killed Che? For another 100, you get 2 years of the depredations of the Democratic administration in office right now.
Preach it, brother.
For 200, you get the whole thing, 212-209-2950. You know, I don't hear enough phone calls. Tony's in the room with us. He likes hearing the sound. Every time the phone rings, it's like money jingling in his pocket.
212-209-2950.
Tony did bring a sign in to Law and Disorder that said, you eat what you kill. So come on. Let's get these calls in, 212-209-2950. That's a capitalist slogan if I ever heard one.
Michael's.
Well, the best slogan is eat the rich.
Right.
Same slogan.
We asked for four callers a moment ago. We only got two of those, so we need two more of you to join, and we're going to get back to more material. We're going to talk about the books a little bit more. We're going to talk about what we're going to offer you and do a little bit more of Law and Disorder, but we have to hear from you folks.
But we've got another hour and 15 minutes to go.
We've got Jim Lafferty
on the line. We've got Margaret Ratner Kunstler coming in any minute.
I worked with Jim Lafferty. Pretty out in Los Angeles.
I know.
I didn't know. Hello, Jim.
Tony, the Hell No book has a 40-page essay by Michael and Margaret called The Meaning and Importance of Dissent. It also has another 40-page essay on what do you do with the cops? What do you do when the FBI knocks? What do you do with the police on the street? What do you do, period? Everybody needs to understand what their rights are and what to do. It's all in this book. This book couldn't have been more timely, Michael. It was just a stroke of genius for you and Margaret to do this book now. We want to get it out to our listenership. Law and Disorder wants the listeners of this program and the supporters of this station to have this book. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. A lot of people have asked for it right now. We thank them. We've sent them the book. We want some more. Please give us a call, 209-2950.
And we talk about the depredations of this Democratic presidency or this administration currently. It is my analysis, first of all, that we were on the verge of this before he was elected. His election stopped this process.
He was selected before he was elected.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason those kids are in that square right now is because they are the people who put him in office. He promised them something, and he did not make good on his promise. And they are now standing up and saying, hell no, we're not going to take this anymore. Something has to change. And a lot of people have said to me, well, you know, Obama's hands are tied and this, that, and that. But I say he took Wall Street into his cabinet at a level higher than any president I can ever
remember. He took their money.
Lobbyists and Wall Street, former Wall Street guys were all his cabinet. So to see him cooperating with them as much as he has, I don't feel like his hands are tied. I feel like he went there with that
agenda. But you know, Tony, that's a right analysis. 212-209-2950. Hell no, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. 212-209-2950. Let's get that board lit up. Our boss is in the room with us in Law and Disorder, so he's not only looking over our shoulder, he's actually being our shoulder. 212-209-2950. Let's light up that board. Hell no, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. I can't say that Margie and I predicted Occupied Wall Street, but we saw police tactics coming from Seattle forward to Miami, to Philadelphia, to Minneapolis, to New York. We see what's happened when protest hits the streets, because that's the way social change happens. This book tells you how to deal with it and what's happening. 212-209-2950. Hell no. Pick up that phone and just say to the WBAI volunteer, and remember it's a volunteer, just say, hell no, and you will be pledging $75.
We're cursing a lot on this show this morning, I'm just saying.
Well, it's one of the words. I'm looking at the sign now, seven words you can't say. Well, you can say hell no, or you can say hell yes.
Right.
And look, folks, if you've already gotten this book and you're thinking about another donation, let us send you Who Killed Che? How the CIA Got Away with Murder. Michael Ratner got the secret government documents. Half the book are the documents. The other half is a long essay by the two of us on who Che was, his biography. People kind of know him, you know, as this great fighter for social justice, but they really don't know that much more about him. We talk about him. We talk about essentially the counter-revolutionary nature of U.S. foreign policy and how they had to assassinate him to prevent what happened in Cuba. You know, there are no children starving in Cuba like Latin America.
Right.
They want to prevent keep their empire up in the rest of Latin America. They had to kill Che, and they did. We describe how it was done for the first time 44 years
years, the mystery has been solved. Let us send you this book, Who Killed Che, along with Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. And let us, if you can be really generous to support this station for $200, let us send you the last 2 years of our programming, 90 shows with a legal analysis of what's going on in this country, talks with leading movement activists around the country. It's very good stuff.
You guys get
2 years
great talking heads. My
212-209-2950. Tony?
Yes, sir.
What else do you have?
I'm just going to say one more time, 212-209-2950. This is the kind of programming that must be supported. You know, I hear a lot of flack about some of the kind of programming or of items that we have on the air. When it's the kind of programming that you believe in, it's up to you to support it. I also want to say how proud I am of this city and their support of Occupy Wall Street.
Absolutely.
They have fed these young people. They have brought donations of clothing, of donations of bedding. They stood up in front of the police and said that people started to show up there at 2 o'clock in the morning and say to those occupiers, I'm going to stand between you and the police. Last Friday, when they were going to try to go in and shut down that occupation, the city came out in their defense. New York, I am so proud of you and of us. Thank you for that.
I had tears in my eyes that Friday morning, Tony.
It was very beautiful.
We were down there. We couldn't believe it. We went down there expecting blood in the streets. Really,
yes.
That's what happens in these things. And then it got averted. And it was because, as you said, Tony, 5,000 people supported it. Well, that's how many supporters we need.
Absolutely.
WBAI right now to get this premium. Hell no. Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a $75 premium. It's written by Michael Ratner, Margaret Ratner, Kunstler. That's me, Michael Ratner. And it really talks about the Seattle method of policing from 99 forward. We've seen a little bit of that in New York at Occupied Wall Street when we see the netting that went on the bridge. We've seen a little bit of it, not the worst, but believe me, we've seen some bad policing and some bad guys in New York.
It also talks about the surveillance state that existed before 9/11, certainly, but exists now on steroids after 9/11. There's only one way to defeat that kind of a massive police state, and that's what you see going on today. That's why you need this book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America.
And it includes the famous Center for Constitutional Rights pamphlet, If an Agent Not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really a great book. Margie Ratner Kunstler developed that pamphlet early on in the 1980s. It's been updated. It tells you what to do when the cops knock on your door, when they knock on the street on you, when they try and get you to a grand jury, etc. It's a key pamphlet for every activist to have.
I tell you something.
You get it in this book. Hell No, $75. 212-209-2950.
You don't get it in law school. I didn't get it. I was at NYU Law School. I didn't get it. I was at the University of Wisconsin Law School. I didn't get it. You get it in this book. They don't teach you this stuff. But somebody like Margaret Ratner Kunstler, who ran the Mass Defense Office at the Center for Constitutional Rights, and Michael Ratner, who was the legal director at the center, they bring it all together and give it to you. Let us send you this book. This is the best of the best. You can't find this anywhere. This book was totally timely, and that's why we wanted to get it out to you today during our fundraiser. Law and Disorder Radio, WBAI, please support us and let us send you a thank you in the form of Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, 209-2950.
So that's a $75 premium. We encourage the phones to light up on that premium. We also have the book by Michael Smith and Michael Ratner, Who Killed Che, How the CIA Got Away with Murder. That's a $75 premium. And we also have a $100 premium of 2 years of Law and Disorder. So for $75, you get Hell No. For $75, you get Who Killed Che. For $100, you get 2 years of Law and Disorder on a thumb drive. And for $200, a huge discount, you get the whole mess. Let's get us some $200 pledges in there. No. I also think there's an interesting relationship between the Che book and the Hell No. You know, Che, when they won in Cuba, he said, this just destroys all the sort of coffee shop or some
coffee house theorists.
Coffee house theorists of how revolution is going to happen, how social change is going to happen. What he was saying there is enough talk, and it's almost like Marx
said, it's time to stop crying and start fighting.
Right. It's time to stop crying and start fighting. It reminds me of what Marx said when it's on the board of Humboldt University in Berlin. He said, philosophers talk about the world. Our job is to change it. And really, when you look at what's happening at Occupied Wall Street today, the premium Hell No for $75, you're talking about all of our coffee house theories of how social change was going to happen in this country, in the world, you can just sort of, you know, most of them you can just kick into the garbage, because what happened is people put their bodies in the streets, and that's how social change begins. That's not how it ends, but that's how it begins, and that's what we're seeing now.
The genie is out of the bottle, Michael.
So you're seeing the link between what Che did and what Occupy Wall Street did, which is to say, let's not, our job is not to talk about the world, as Marx said, how to philosophize in the world. It's how to change it. And that's what we're seeing right now. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Michael, repeat the number.
212-209-2950. Michael Ratner, Marx also said something else that is relevant. He was talking about the red mole. A little red mole is burrowing under the surface for years and years and years, and all of a sudden it pops out. Well, folks, it's popped out. It's popped out, as Doyle said, in 1,500 cities. It's popped out. They can't stop this. This thing is going to spread and get bigger and morph. It's going somewhere. We're not sure where, but we got to get on board. We got to learn about what our rights are. We got to support this movement. We got to expand this movement. We got to support this radio station. This station is a treasure.
And it's covering Occupied Wall Street. And my guess is it's going to be covering it more and more and more. It's a key element of Occupied Wall Street in this city and in this country. You have to support it. $75 premium. Hell no. Your right to dissent in 21st century America. There's a 40-page essay by myself and Margaret Ratner Kunstler that discusses the Seattle model of policing going forward to Miami, to Philadelphia, to New York, to even Toronto, incredibly enough, to Minneapolis, around this country, and what you can do about it. It's a history of recent efforts to stop dissent and how you can fight it. It has the handbook, If an Agent Knocks, in it. It's a key activist book. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. Then we also have, as a premium, Who Killed Che for $75. $100 more will get you 2 years of Law and Disorder. The depredations of this administration, this Democratic administration, which has undermined our rights and made the fight harder because they're Democrats doing it and not Republicans. It gives you that 2 years of Law and Disorder. That's $100. The whole package for $200. Again, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Let's get three more calls in there, 212-209-2950. We're doing good, but not great, but good is good, 212-209-2950. They always put high expectations on Law and Disorder because they know how much they like it, how much you like it. Let's show them how much you like it and how much you like BAI. Get those calls in, 212-209-2950. Remember this. We want to give some advice to you. Some of it's in the book. If you've been arrested out there, or if you might be arrested, write the name of the National Lawyers Guild or the number of the National Lawyers Guild New York City chapter on your arm. We're not going to give you that number. We don't want to mix you up. Go to their website. Get the number. If you've been arrested, call them immediately. Get your name in there. They may not have it yet. They're doing an incredible service for New York City and this country. The National Lawyers Guild, 212-209-2950 is the number for getting the premium here. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America by me, Michael Ratner, and Margaret Ratner Kunstler. It's really the handbook for activists, would have been another name for this book. That's what it is. Smith?
I remember the board meeting that you and I were at, Michael, just after Obama was elected. And we had that discussion about what can we do about this gigantic edifice, this brick wall of a police state that's been constructed before Bush, but especially after Bush and Cheney and after 9/11. And the consensus was the pendulum isn't just going to automatically swing back because Obama was elected. It's going to stay where it is. It could even get worse. And the only thing that's going to change it is going to be mass struggles in the streets. That's what's going to change it.
You know, when King said the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice, he understood what it meant. Yes, it bends, but it only bends if people help bend it. And that's what we're seeing in Occupied Wall Street right now.
That's exactly right. Things are never going to be the same after this. This is an historic event. This was
not approached by the massive sit-down strikes in the 30s. It was not approached by the general strikes in 34 in San Francisco and Minneapolis and Toledo. This was not approached by the civil rights movement in the 60s. This was not approached by the massive anti-war demonstration. This is all that and more, because it's everybody. It's the students. It's workers. It's unions. It's everybody. It's the middle class. You know, you even have Wall Street people. I've been hearing stories of Wall Street people in their nice suits and ties coming down and saying, here's $20. Keep up the good work. Even the cops are saying, we support you. Those blue shirt cops, a lot of them. Everybody supports us. This is a movement that's growing, that has to be coordinated. This is a movement that's going to be strongly supported by people who understand their democratic rights and how the state and how Bloomberg and how the big banks, like Michael, you know, the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank gave over $4 million directly to the police department. And that says it all, you know.
212, Michael, is going on in a good way about information, but we also need to have you guys call in. 212-209-2950. Ife is putting her hand up.
She Ife wants to break my neck.
Okay. Ife, thank you. Our engineer is giving a break as my throat is going out. And I feel like, what is it called, the goat under the bridge, Billy Goat Gruff, as your, I need some cream to soften it. But keep those calls, 212-209-2950, hell no.
And Ife. Thank you everybody so far for the last 2 hours of great support. Thank you. Keep it up.
History is being made in the financial epicenter of the planet. Common people demanding liberation from oppressive banking policies, robber baron capitalism, war-based economy, and debt servitude have occupied Wall Street. WBAI is proud to partner with Epifaneo to celebrate and support the spirit and power of this movement. Newly opened by a collective, Vegetarian Cafe Epifaneo is a place for jazz, poetry, conversation, and a gathering place for progressives, revolutionaries, and evolutionaries. The cafe will provide a space to the Occupy Wall Street movement to speak out in their own voices. It's all taking place this Thursday through Saturday, October 29th through November 1st at 7 p.m. Epifaneo is located at 56 Walker Street in Tribeca, one block below Canal Street, between Broadway and Church Street. The paradigm shift is ours to create. The revolution will be on WBAI.
I'm Helena, a.k.a. Earth Mom, and I volunteer at WBAI. Why? Because I love this radio station. It always gets my mind going, and I'm constantly learning and often entertained. Come join me and the many volunteers who will be here answering the phones during the Fall Fun Drive, which begins Wednesday, October 5th. Just call Jennifer at 212-209-2800 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or send an email to volunteers@wbai.org with your name and the date or dates you are coming to the station, which is located at 120 Wall Street. Remember, the drive doesn't happen without your help. Call 212-209-2800 or email volunteers@wbai.org.
This is Phil Donahue, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
Women, art, revolution. A film about the secret history of how the feminist art movement took on the white male art establishment and began to open it up to women and people of color. On Wednesday, October 19th, 9 to 11 p.m., Joy of Resistance will offer listeners DVDs of this official selection of the Cannes Film Festival with original music by Carrie Brownstein of Sleater-Kinney and a graphic novel by Dell Comics' Spain Rodriguez. We'll also offer a limited number of signed posters by the legendary Guerrilla Girls. That's Wednesday, October 19th, 9 to 11 p.m.
The penis count at the Met. Someone had to do it, and we were the ones.
Hey, is Ife. This is Michael Ratner from Law and Disorder Radio.
And Michael Smith.
the other host, our third host, Heidi, is missing. We're here for the last hour of a special WBAI fundraiser for WBAI, which keeps Law and Disorder on the air and keeps Occupied Wall Street on the airwaves. We're pitching some incredibly good premiums. I'm going to focus on the phone number. We have, I think, no calls because during the music break, people for some reason didn't call. 212-209-2950. We have an amazing list of premiums. The main one we're pushing heavily because it's so critical at this moment of Occupied Wall Street. I bet you're all waiting with bated breath to hear the name.
I am.
Hell no.
Michael,
I'm not telling you. No, hell no.
You're
right
to like
dissent
that.
In 21st century America. Hell no, you're right to dissent in 21st century America by me, Michael Ratner, and Margaret Ratner Kunstler, in conjunction with the Center for Constitutional Rights. It really should be also titled A Handbook for Activists. It gives the history of dissent and government repression in a highly readable essay from Seattle all the way through Miami, RNCs all over the place, but really underlying it, the fight against the economic imperialism of the WTO, the G8, and how protest and hitting the streets and Occupied Wall Street is essential. It has an amazing 40-page essay. It has the book, If an Agent Knocks, What to Do in All Kinds of Situations if the FBI
Everybody
comes.
Should. Everybody should read this. Everybody should know this.
This is an essential
this
book.
This is how we build
great
the movement.
Cover. Hell no. Call up the number. Just say hell no. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. Stay listening on this program. We expect Margie Ratner, Kunstler, down here in a minute. She has been down at Wall Street, Occupied Wall Street, every day with the Guild, National Lawyers Guild table. She has been at almost every one of these arrests. She has been deeply involved in Occupied Wall Street. She'll be here in a minute. She's co-author of this book. Hell no, you're right to dissent in 21st century America. It's a $75 premium. Michael, mention the other premiums as well, but remember, $75.
I'm going to mention the other premium because I'm very proud of this book, Michael. It isn't out yet. We've got some advanced copies to send to our listeners. It's a book that you and I worked on for 4 years. We went to Cuba. We did a lot of research. We got the documents. You got the documents. Half the book are documents. We show that it was the CIA that got away with murder in our book, Who Killed Che? In all modesty, it's a very good book. Let us send it to you for $75. But, Michael, I have a question for you. Hell no.
212-209-2950, $75 for Hell No, $75 for Who Killed Che, $100 for the 2 years of programming, which is the depredations of the Democrats, 2 years of Law and Disorder programming, how the Democrats have, like the Republicans, ripped this country to shreds. Ripped it to shreds. It's a $100 premium, 2 years of our programming, the whole kit and caboodle for $200, 212-209-2950. We're in the last 50 minutes of our special Law and Disorder edition. Let's get the station on its feet. Let's get that money in here. Let's get you guys out there. Hell no. Who Killed Che? 2 years of Law and Disorder. Get it now. $75 for Hell No. 212-209-2950. Michael, I know, wants to ask me a question. Am I going to let him? Not until I get some more calls. 212-209-2950.
There's one. There's
okay,
another
Michael,
one.
Michael, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Well, you know, the timing of your book, Michael Ratner, the timing of Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, the timing was extraordinary. This book came out exactly at the right moment, but you wrote this book quite a while ago. Here's my question. What was your thinking? Why did you want to do this book now?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. One is Margie and I, and Margie in particular, saw what happened at Seattle going forward and how police tactics were getting more and more severe. We also saw that protest was growing, particularly, look, it was growing around the war, growing around many issues, but particularly on economic issues. Miami, which was economic, Seattle, which was economic, Pittsburgh, which was economic, G8s, WTOs, G20s, whatever alphabets you want to put in front of them, but it was all about world imperial financial domination. And we saw that the way you oppose that is putting people in the streets. And we wanted people to have a handbook that tells them, one, how the government is trying to repress you, and that's this 40-page essay, and how this is the key right now is to is to get yourself into the streets and to give you your rights as the government goes after you, as the government infiltrates your organizations, as it spies on you, as it approaches you on the streets. And so Hell No is really talking about how crucial it is in this time, your right to dissent in 21st century America. Can I say we predicted Wall Street? Of course, we did not predict Wall Street. I will admit that. I'll be the first one. We predicted much more what I call the sporadic dissent we saw in Seattle, that we saw around. But that sporadic dissent at these demonstrations is an indication of what the base was. The base out there was ripe for massive long-term dissent. And that's what we're seeing in Occupied Wall Street. It's not just a day. It's not 2 days. It's not a week. It's not just a month. It's going to be years. And that's what we're seeing at Occupied Wall Street. This book, Hell No, for $75 premium, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, gives you that history in a very digestible form, gives you your rights in a digestible form, and also tells you in its last section how any limits that were placed on the CIA and the FBI have been evaporating since 1976, after we got the big exposures of FBI surveillance and disruption and COINTELPRO, and how even under Obama, not even, under Obama especially, is a continuation of the Bush policies of open season on dissent in this country.
Well, Michael, I read the book. You gave me a copy 2 months ago. And I can tell you, I've been practicing law off and on since 1967 when I got out of law school. I didn't learn the material in this book in law school. And I didn't learn it afterwards. It's all put together in a succinct form in your book, Hell No. It's a very fine job. You and Margaret are owed a big thank you by the movement. And we want to see this book get out there to all the listeners. You are our natural audience. Let us send you a copy. Give us a call, 209-2950. Let us send you Hell No. And if you're in a particularly generous mood, or you're flush, we'll send you also a copy of the book that Michael and I did, which is coming out next month, called Who Killed Che? How the CIA Got Away with Murder. And if you really are flush, for $200, we'll also send you a thumb drive, the last 2 years of our program, Law and Disorder. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. Let us give you this premium as a big thank you for supporting this marvelous radio station. The station of the 99%ers is a good slogan. It's this kind of communication that's going to grow this movement and roll back this monster.
You know, we love Occupied Wall Street here. This book is essential for activists everywhere who are involved in their own Occupied Wall Streets. 212-209-2950. It's an activist handbook. 212-209-2950. And, you know, I was with my daughter yesterday who goes to Bard College. She's a senior. It's upstate New York. And, you know, she is part of a movement now of Occupy Bard.
It's spread to Bard.
Oh, it's spreading in universities throughout this country. And it's a horizontal movement like Occupied Wall Street. It includes professors, students, and then what else?
The workers on the campus.
The workers on the campus.
That's beautiful.
And it's, you know, the workers had to, like, make sure that it was understood by the students that they couldn't talk about them or the professors without talking about the workers.
Yeah.
And the fact that many of them aren't unionized, many of them are on just above minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera. So Occupied Bard is now up there. Occupy Wall Street is there. And I think when you go down to that half acre downtown, you realize it's not only occupies in all these cities, but universities in this country are being transformed right now. With my daughter is on the teaching committee. I mean, it's incredible what's going on just at Bard, and that's happening across the country.
You know, I'm sure it is. During Vietnam, when Nixon made the mistake of bombing Cambodia, the same kind of explosion occurred, but it didn't occur as broadly or as deeply as it's occurring now in America, because we were unable to reach out to the workers at that time. The unions were not with us. They were against us. Now they're with us. This is the kind of thing that's never happened in America before.
Well, this is a nice shout out to my two kids. One of them, Jake Ratner, is working with the Immokalee workers, the tomato pickers in Florida. He yesterday loaded up a bus with 15 workers from the tomato pickers, and they went to occupy Naples, no less. The richest city in Florida, I think. He said they were out on the street, 150 people, and there were like Ferraris going by and all these fancy cars, and they're sitting there, you know, with their signs. So Jake is occupied Naples. Anna Ratner at occupied Bard has been down at Wall Street. It just shows the nature of this movement and the effects on young people. Anna told me when she went to the first meeting up at Occupy Bard, there were 60 people there who she had never really even met, who just came out, who are activists, radicals, into this completely, understanding that, you know, what's happening to people, what's happening at the universities around this country is awful. They ought to all have, and they will, hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. Michael, tell us what we're here for, a special fundraiser for
WBAI, the great radio station. It's the station of the movement. It's hanging in there because of you folks, because of the donations that you give us, because of the listening that you lend us, supporting our radio show, Law and Disorder. We're on every Monday morning at 9 o'clock with Michael Smith. That's me, Michael Ratner from the Center for Constitutional Rights, and Heidi Bogosian, who is exhausted and still dealing with the aftermath of the National Lawyers Guild Convention in Philly yesterday. Heidi will be here next week. The three of us are on every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. We give you a legal analysis of what's going on in this country that you're not going to hear anywhere. Thanks to BAI. They put us on 7 years ago. We've been here every week since then. Send us a support donation. Let us send you a thank you. Hell No, the book Hell No. It's a marvelous book. Everybody should have it. The book that Michael and I finished, and it's coming out next month. We have advanced copies for our listeners here at BAI. It's called Who Killed Shea? How the CIA Got Away with Murder. Learn something about Shea. Learn something about the counter-revolutionary nature, the very class-conscious nature of the government of this country. Get a hold of the book Who Killed Shea for $200. You can get 2 years of our programming as well. Let us send you this. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. And Michael, I just wanted to say, is in addition to Jake and Anna, my son Eli is organizing a fundraiser benefit folk music concert for Occupy Wall Street. So this is an intergenerational movement, Michael.
212-209-2950. We love it. I mean, I can't even tell you what this means for Michael and I, two people who went through the 60s, seeing Occupied Wall Street, and of course seeing our own children deeply involved in the politics and passions of the day, which is Occupied Wall Street. Special fundraiser, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, $75. Who Killed Che, $75. I'm losing my voice, $100 for 2 years of Law and Disorder, $200 for the whole package. Let's get some $200 packages in. Michael, take over for a second while I drink some water.
Yeah, well, my co-host Michael Ratner is choking. I'll take over. I just wanted to say this. Michael has been extraordinarily productive in the last period. And in addition to doing the book Hell No with Margaret Ratner Kunstler, these are two of the leaders of the Center for Constitutional Rights. And this is really the essence of what we know about what our democratic rights are, how they've been constricted, and how they can be expanded. And everybody should have this book. But in addition to doing that, Michael was also busy pulling together the documents and telling the story of Che Guevara's life and death. Assassination, really. It was a political murder. And that book, Who Killed Che, is going to come out next month. We've got advanced copies for you. We want to send you a copy. I can tell you with all immodesty, because I co-wrote the book, it's a very good book.
It is a very good book.
Let us send it to you, too, Who Killed Che. And please, if you've got some bread and you can help us to the extent of $200, send it in. 209-202... I can't even pronounce it, Michael. You do it.
209-2950-212.
Tony to the rescue.
209-2950. I'm losing my voice, so Tony's coming in. Just stay with us for the rest of this hour because we have two special guests. We have Margie Ratner, Kunstler, coming in from Wall Street. She's been in that park every single day. She's the co-author of Hell No, Your $75 Premium. And we have Jim Lafferty, what they call one of the old couple who was arrested at one of the demonstrations, which is all over the YouTube, pinning this 73-year-old man who actually gives advice on how not to be arrested, getting arrested. We have him coming in as well. Stay with us, but mostly 212-209-2950. Get Hell No. Tony, we need a voice in here. We're getting two or three calls, but we need two or three more every single second. Tony, our boss.
We do indeed need more. And you know what? I can hear that you guys are pitching hard because your voices are going away like my own, but mine is from screaming at football, even though my team lost. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call, folks. The pledge is just $75. You can get either the book, Who Killed Che? Or you can get Hell No, both available to you at the pledge level of $75. Do yourself a favor, though, and get both of the books along with the Archives of Law and Disorder for a pledge of $100. We're going to put that on a flash drive for you. two of the gigs, it's a 4-gig flash drive. Two of them will be used to contain the material. The other two will be for you to use as a working flash drive. It's very cool. It's going to say WBAI right on the side of it. You're going to let people know. It has a little ring for your keychain. You can carry it with you, and folks will know that you are indeed listening to WBAI. 212-209-2950. We got to get to these other interviews. Let's get three more of you to join us and pledge your support at the $75 level in order for us to get closer to our goal for this program and for this hour. 212-209-2950 for $200. All three of those items, you can put that on your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. But what is most important is that you support WBAI. You hear how hard these two men are working in here. And I will admit that we are at a handicap today. We are without a female voice. Normally, the wonderful Heidi Bogosian would be here with us. We are without that voice today. And there's a lot of testosterone in here, but we still have to support the station, even in her absence, folks. 212-209-2950. Well, you know, there's a lot of boys in here today.
Hey, 212-209-2950.
Ife is here. We're arranging a sex change operation for Tony. Tony, I got a question for you.
Already have the earrings and the hair.
Ife is here.
Tony, you've been down to Wall Street a lot.
Yes.
What was one of your favorite moments down there?
Well, certainly Friday morning was a favorite moment.
Oh, you were down there too?
Yeah. Friday morning was a favorite moment, as well as the first day I arrived, and what I heard, what I observed initially, I was struck by the lack of people of color. Immediately, I thought, where are we? Why aren't we here supporting this? And then one of the first conversations that I got into with organizers, they were discussing how to reach out to people of color to bring them in, because they were the most affected portion of society, that they needed to be here to support this as well. We've got to do more to reach out and to have them here. I was very proud of them that in the very first moments of my first engagement, they were having that conversation among themselves. That was a favorite moment for me.
And that's starting to turn around too now. I've noticed from reading on the internet that people are getting the word out. People are coming down.
Oh, it's turned around completely. It's a very diverse crowd. Yeah. Very diverse crowd. At this point.
Yeah. You know, what are you hopeful like Michael Ratner and I are now? How do you feel about things as they're developing?
I'm incredibly hopeful, and I think that the city is hopeful. I think that the planet is hopeful based on the actions of these young people. And I'm hopeful because in talking to them, first of all, I see how smart they are. They're incredibly intelligent young people. That's number one. Number two, they are wanting to create new paradigms, not just wanting to create, they're actually working, they have subgroups or working groups, they call them, to address how to build new structures, how to create a new society, not just what can we do, who do we elect, it's about an intifada, really tearing down what we have and rebuilding something completely new. I said to some of them yesterday, you know that you're leaders, and they said, we don't want to be leaders. We want for everyone to know that they're empowered as an individual to act in whatever way they should. I also hear a lot of talk around there about not buying into the old paradigms. And I think that's what people who don't get this aren't understanding, because they're not familiar with the paradigms that are being created down there, and they don't see the old paradigms being used. They don't understand what this energy is about. But when you're in there and you're in it and you see it working, you understand that something really new and really exciting is happening in the country and on the planet.
212-209-2950. That was just Tony from WBAI. I guess you call him our boss if you have that at WBAI. who has been down at Occupy.
Michael, Wall we don't Street. Get paid anything for this. How can we have a boss?
It's great.
Occupy
I love
Wall
it.
Wall Street every day, as far as I can tell. I see him there. He sometimes has something that looks like a musical instrument strapped to his back, which makes him much more easily identifiable.
That's a bazooka.
But anyway, he's been there every day. He's actually broadcasting from there. He actually had me on the air at some point in the last few days. It's all a blur, but it's 212-209-2950. I want to hear those phones ringing, especially while Tony's in the room. We have an amazing book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Hell No. And I'm saying it's amazing not because I wrote it with Margaret Ratner Kunstler, this is Michael Ratner, but because it's an absolute necessity for activists to get their hands on. It gives the history of dissent and policing, particularly since 1999 and Seattle. Margie Ratner Kunstler has just come in.
Welcome.
We're going to get her on the show almost immediately. She's sitting to the right of Tony. We got Tony, Margie Ratner Kunstler, Michael Smith, Michael Ratner, and we're bringing you a special Law and Disorder premium, 212-209-2950. Margaret Ratner Kunstler, one of the authors, and the person, if you ever go down there on Wall Street every day, certainly from 5 to 7, I think. Is that right, Margie?
That's correct.
Margie is there with a green hat at the National Lawyers Guild table to answer your questions. If you've been arrested, get yourselves to the National Lawyers Guild table. If you have any other legal questions at all, get yourselves down there between 5 and 7. You can see Margie Ratner Kunstler there, co-author of Hell No. Margie, so tell us, give us your sense of what do you think of Occupy Wall Street?
Well, it's the best thing that's happened in many years.
many years.
We're all, I mean, it just makes my heart sing. I've been waiting for this to happen, and I'm glad I lived long enough to see it.
That's exactly how I feel.
It's true. 212-209-2950, $75 premium. Michael, go ask Margie a question.
You know, what's so incredible is that you and Michael had exquisite timing in putting out your book, Hell No. What was your thinking behind getting this book out?
Well, you know, by the time we finished this book, we were totally depressed because we had figured out that there was no such thing as a demonstration allowed in this country anymore with the arresting of demonstrators, the lack of permits, the corralling and everything else that was happening. We figured, well, it was all over. And then this wonderful thing happened, a whole new form of demonstration, and we're just thrilled.
You're listening to Margaret Ratner Kunstler, co-author of Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, a guild member formerly at the Center for Constitutional Rights, and she is the person who is womaning the guild table every day in Occupied Wall Street from 5 to 7. She was with all of us earlier in the morning than I was on Friday morning this last week when we expected busts of people, and Margie and I, who had been at Columbia in 68, were really dreading it. Blood everywhere. We were dreading it. Margie calls me. She's already down on Occupied Wall Street, trying to meet with the police, trying to do et cetera. I'm still in bed. I got there because she called by 5:45 or so. But she was down there. And Margie, tell us what your feeling was that Friday morning before you knew that the arrests were going to be called off.
Well, you know, there were masses of people, the Liberty Park was really filling up, and so were the areas around it. And I was quite nervous, but as I looked around, I didn't see quite enough police officers, so I was a little bit confused. I saw tremendous crowds and not the number of police that we would usually see when a police action was imminent. But we did feel that the park was going to be cleared, so it was kind of mixed feeling there.
I mean, we were nervous because as we saw at Columbia, you get blood when you clear a park. I mean, this isn't even a netting situation. This is people who were going to not let them clear it. I mean, they weren't going to resist necessarily, but they weren't going to move. And when you see that, what do the cops do, Margie?
Well, they have shields and batons and gas canisters. And the first row of cops have shields, batons, and gas canisters. The second row are just cops with batons and no shields, and the third row is horses. So between those three rows, you can expect quite a few heads split.
212-209-2950. I don't see any calls coming in. I don't know why it is that when we go to substance sometimes, you guys may be too busy listening to the three rows, which even I didn't know about. The first row is what again, Margie?
The first row is cops with gas masks, batons, and shields. The second row doesn't have the shields. The third row is horses.
And they just go in, and it's bloody. 212-209-2950. It's Margaret Ratner Kunstler. She's co-author with me, Michael Ratner, of Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a $75 premium. Let's get those calls in. The rest of this show, 30 minutes, we'll keep listening to Margie. We're going to get Jim Lafferty on the air, who was recently arrested and spent a day and a half in prison. We'll get Jim on the air. But mainly we want to get you guys on the air calling in 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Michael, until we get some more calls, I hope you're not going to ask another question.
Well, no, what I'm going to say is we're going to give Jim Lafferty a call out in Los Angeles. But before I do that, Margaret, I wanted to ask you this. Other than that, there's an exhilarating feeling that we all had Friday when we saw that there was such safety in numbers that the Bloomberg cops had been called off. But what are some of the other highlights that you've had while you've been staffing the guild table down at Occupied Wall Street?
Well, one of the highlights I had, I was actually at home, and I was watching the live stream of the demonstration at 42nd Street. And I was just thrilled to see that there were so many people there that the cops had to back down. And that was a wonderful moment.
Well, you know, if you read your book, Margaret, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st America, you can understand that even though they've built this monstrous police state edifice, and you and Michael show exactly what they've done to us, even though they've built it, they can't repress all of us. And when you come out in the kind of numbers that people have been coming out here in New York and in other places, we've been winning the day. And really, thanks to you and to Michael for putting this book out. Everybody should have it. Call 212-209-2950. Let us send it to you as a thank you present. And Ife, do we have Lafferty on the line in Los Angeles? Great. Let me get my earphones on. Margaret, you get yours on, too.
And keep the calls coming in. We're about to talk to Jim Lafferty, who was arrested, really. It was a march, I guess, near Wall Street, or I'm not sure. But There were four people with masks arrested. And then they arrested what the video calls this old couple, our friends Jim and Bonnie. Jim is a 73-year-old lawyer for the National Lawyers Guild with a show out in Los Angeles on the local Pacifica station. And he's been a long time in jail. So, Ife, are we ready for Jim? Jim?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you, Jim? Say hi to Margaret Ratner, Counselor Jim, and say hi to me.
Oh, hello to you, Michael, and to Margaret. Hello, how are you, Margaret?
So I know we probably woke you up, Jim, but why don't you give us a sense of what happened to you? How'd you get arrested? It's a famous viral video now, but why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a perfect example of what the New York Police Department, of course, is doing, is looking for any excuse to arrest anybody in an effort to try to shut this thing down. And, of course, it's silly and it's not going to work. We were in a march on a sidewalk around the Chase Bank with hundreds of other people. We just happened to be at the point in the march where two young men were arrested for wearing handkerchiefs with dollar bills on their face.
Huh.
The police obviously hadn't bothered to tell them about the law. One of them was from Kentucky, one of them was from upstate New York, knew nothing about it.
The law that you can't have masks in New York, right?
Yeah, but the young men told me.
Which they wave on Halloween.
Wait, Margie's waving something.
It's two or more persons.
Oh, it's two or more persons.
Yeah.
Well, there were two of them. There you are. at any rate, Bonnie and I were standing with a group of people then that were cordoned off from them by the police, and suddenly, without any reason that I could see, and I do this kind of work all the time here in L.A., police use their truncheons and what have you to begin to push the crowd, which is jammed together, away from the scene, and, of course, causing people to go head over heels and be pushed back. And I remember yelling at some point, hey, stop pushing people, you're hurting people. And Bonnie, I think, was saying something to similar effect. And as thanks for that, they grabbed Bonnie, they grabbed me, they threw us both on the ground, said, you're under arrest. Claimed we were resisting when, of course, we weren't. In fact, I kept shouting, I'm not resisting. I mean, as a lawyer, I knew enough to say that and to not resist. But nevertheless, so then bruised and what have you, they stood us up. And before they led us to the truck, officer in white, you know, one of your white-shirted police officers, worked his way through the crowd, came up to us and said, yes, I saw the whole thing, and started to spew a bunch of lies. I suggested he was an insult to his uniform, that he was a lying you-know-what, and that he hadn't seen a damn thing, and he ought to be ashamed of himself. And but that was at the end of it, and we were thrown in the paddy wagon, and 26 hours later, I saw the light of day again, and about 32 hours later, my wife did. It was the officers who took us to the station, by the way, who were not the arresting officers, really, said tried to get their local station to let us out, the local precinct to let us out, saying that, frankly, they knew we had done nothing wrong, to their credit. But they called legal came down. I had made it clear I was the head of the Lawyers Guild in Los Angeles. Perhaps that didn't help.
I think you're exactly right, because I saw that guy walk into the precinct. That's why they kept you there.
Now, we're talking to Jim Lafferty, who was arrested a couple of days ago in New York. So he's the head of the National Lawyers Guild. He's with the National Lawyers Guild in Los Angeles. But we're doing a special fundraiser, and that's why we have Margie Ratner, Counselor here, co-author of Hell No, and we have Jim Lafferty here from the National Lawyers Guild, which is playing a key role across the country in Occupied Wall Street. The premium that we're really pushing here, and we want you to get those calls in, is 212-209-2950. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a book that every activist ought to have. As you can hear from
one of the co-authors, Margie Ratner Kunstler, and Jim Lafferty, just because they're talking and giving you interesting substance, which is interesting enough to me that I actually don't want to pitch anymore, doesn't mean you shouldn't call the number, 212-209-2950. The next question for you, Jim, I guess, and maybe we'll keep you on for a few more minutes, is, so you got out after all this time. One, what were conditions like in jail? And secondly, what's going to happen to you and Bonnie now?
Well, the conditions in jail, it was an extraordinarily awful experience, frankly, but I was glad to have it because I can now tell you and the listeners that whatever they've heard about the Tombs, the prison there in New York City.
The Gray Bar Hotel.
The Gray Bar Hotel, believe me, until you've experienced it, I don't think you can fully appreciate how dehumanizing it is, how barbaric it is. There were people in cells with me that, despite the New York law that says you're supposed to be arraigned within 24 hours of your arrest, I claimed, and I had no reason to doubt them, had been there two or three days in the same rotted, cockroach-infested, cramped cell with nowhere to lie but a cement floor or a cement bench. They, unlike me, didn't have a Martin Stoller from the National Lawyers Guild looking out for me, or I might still be there, too. And the attitude of most of the police in that situation, I suppose after doing this for so long, is that these are just animals to be caged and getting a piece of toilet paper, getting a drink of water, getting food was not an easy thing for any of these folks to do. And some of them were very ill mentally. Others had very serious physical problems and shouldn't have been locked in the cell. It's for a so-called civilized society in our day and age to run a jail like that, frankly, is an extraordinary embarrassment to the city of New York and to any decent thinking person. But
Jim, thank you for that. I wanted you to go on, but I just want to mention the number to call in again, 212-209-2950, $75 premium, hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America, by me, Michael Ratner, and Margaret Ratner Kunstler, who's with us in the studio. Jim Lafferty from the National Lawyers Guild, talking about his recent arrest, is on the phone, and if you just heard that, it's really moving, but it's also a story of why WBAI and Law and Disorder is so important.
Yes.
Get hell no for $75 premium. Jim,
Michael Smith here. Jim, we've been friends since 1968. I first met you when you were running for Congress against the war in Vietnam.
Yeah, well, hold that against me. I ran as a Democrat.
I didn't. We've been active in the movement ever since. You're the head of the National Lawyers Guild out in Los Angeles. You came out here to New York with Bonnie Garvin, your companion, who's a screenwriter. And the two of you went down to Occupied Wall Street before you got busted. And I wanted to say, before you got arrested, can you give me some of the highlights of what your experience is? What do you think of Occupied Wall Street and the whole deal?
Well, of course, it's absolutely extraordinary. As Michael said, I'm 73 years old. I mean, I haven't felt this excited since the movement against the war in Vietnam or the civil rights movement in the 60s, I suppose. I mean, a diverse group of people, the notion that they're not organized, they were highly organized. They may not have a leader, but that's not to be confused with disorganization. They were highly organized in terms of teaching things, in terms of health, in terms of cleanup, in terms of action programs. The notion, too, that they don't have any kind of identifiable or single demand is also just the press trying to make this go away, I guess. The commonality of all of their demands, very simple, don't cut Medicare, don't cut Social Security, let's get some jobs for the 20-some million people without jobs, let's stop throwing millions of people out of their homes, let's stop having the 1%, if you will, who have created this crisis, in world capitalism, let's not let them solve the crisis that they've created on the backs of the rest of us. They've been screwing and raping us economically and the world economically for all of these years. Finally, now it's so clear for people to see you don't have to be a political activist by nature and by background. Everybody can see now what has happened, and that's why I think Occupy New York has spread to, 1,500 cities, countries around the world. People are finally saying, of course, this is obvious. What's happening to us, we're not going to take it anymore, and we're going to get involved. I ran into police officers in the jail along the way in my saga who said to me, please, don't tell anybody this. I'd lose my job, but I thank you for what you're doing. I'd be out there with you if I wouldn't lose my job. And I saw that time and time again from people you wouldn't expect it from, as I say, including police officers along the way. So this movement is not going to be able to be crushed by these buggers. And it's so inspiring just to have been down there and to feel the sense of this crowd. It's wisdom. It's collective wisdom. It's obvious justice. All of that is so apparent. I would urge all of those good listeners there in New York, if they haven't been able to get down to it yet, to do so, show their support. That's what will make this a success. And, of course, support this amazing radio station I'm talking to now. My God, we did these, you know, given what the rest of the press is trying to do to everything these days that is progressive, we need Pacifica and BAI more than ever.
Well, Jim Lafferty, Michael Ratner has told me that he's going to send you a copy of his book, Hell No. Margaret Ratner Kunstler, the co-author, is going to sign it with Michael. We thank you very much.
Can I just say one more thing?
Of course.
Three cheers to Martin Stoller in the New York chapter of the Lawyers Guild. Marty is my current hero.
Well, we're gonna get this book out to you, and Margaret and Michael stand ready to be on your show, the Lawyers Guild show in Los Angeles, which was actually the inspiration for our show. We thank you very much for being on the special edition of Law and Disorder, the special fundraising edition, where we're trying to get people to send in some money so we can send them as a big thank you. Hell no, your right to dissent in 21st century America. Jim Lafferty, thanks so much for being on Law and Disorder.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Jim. We're here, still in the studio. We have 20 minutes of a special edition of Law and Disorder. It's been a three-hour fundraiser. We have Margaret Ratner, Kunstler, in the studio, co-author with me, Michael Ratner, of Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. We have Michael Smith, our co-host. Heidi was in Philadelphia all weekend at the National Lawyers Guild and is missing. But if you want to know your rights, if you want to know what's going on, get this book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a $75 premium, 212-209-2950. You can also get Who Killed Che, How the CIA Murdered Che Guevara, 212-209-2950, $75. For $100, you get 2 years of Law and Disorder, which essentially is the depredations of the Democrats for the last 2 years. That's $100. The whole package is $200. Let's keep those calls coming in. I see really a pretty blank screen, considering we have 20 minutes left to go. We'll be talking to Margie in a second, 212-209-2950. Michael wants to read a few thank yous.
Let me read a few thank yous
coming in.
I've got a question for you, Margie, I want you to think about for a second before I get to you. Just let me read a few thank yous first. But Margie, think about, I want to know, what are some of the highlights? You've been staffing that table down there for all these weeks, and people have been coming up to you for legal advice, and I want to ask you what kind of questions you're getting, what things you've been saying to people. But before I do that, I want to thank, and I apologize in advance if I pronounce this wrong, Henfley Connell from Queens, who pledged $200 for both the book Hell No and the other book Who Killed Che, and 2 years of our past programming. Thank you very much. Linda Cocciarella, thank you for ordering Hell No. John Giannone, also Hell No. Phyllis Gray, thank you. Richard Reith, thank you. Ron Dukes, thank you. Boy, Hell No is a real good seller here. Enos Benquil, thank you. Ann, if I pronounce this right, Sprayrigan, thank you for ordering Hell No. Lillian Brooking, the big 200, thank you, Lillian, for ordering the whole package plus 2 years. And Susan Huggins for Hell No. Thank you, folks. You really, really are terrific in supporting WBAI and Law and Disorder, and we're so grateful to you. Margaret,
well, as we go out for the last 17 minutes, we have Margie Ratner, Kunstler, activist down at OWS, guild lawyer, staffing the table, 212-209-2950. Keep those calls coming in, especially for Hell No, $75. Margie, the last question, or not the last, but Michael has a question to you.
Yeah, so you're sitting at that table. You've got your green Lawyers Guild hat on. People are coming over all the time and asking you stuff. What's it like? What do they ask you? What do you tell them? What you doing?
Well, we get a lot of questions about people with just green cards. What's going to happen if they get arrested?
Oi, an important question. What do you tell them?
It's a very important question. Well, we tell them to be sure not to get arrested for any misdemeanors. If they get arrested for violations, that will be okay. Even if they no matter what happens with that violation, it's not a crime. We do add, though, that if it has anything to do with drugs, that would be a problem. So violation, as long as it's not a drug violation, they're safe.
But of course you can't predict how the cops are going to charge you, because even though you think it's a violation, they'll say misdemeanor, and then you got a problem. So isn't the advice probably better to say, if you're a non-citizen green card holder, maybe you shouldn't be arrested?
Absolutely.
So, okay, that's,
yeah. This is priceless stuff, Margaret. Keep going.
People ask, come up and say, I've already been arrested on one violation. What's going to happen if I'm arrested on another violation? The answer there is perhaps you will not be released on a desk appearance ticket or a summons. You may have to go through the system because they may want to try to get bail on you.
Going through the system is different from a desk appearance ticket, Margie. What does that mean?
That means you are taken from the local precinct to 100 Center Street, where you are kept until you are arraigned.
That's going through the system.
Right.
That means you're generally in overnight.
Generally.
Whoa.
So.
At least.
Or more. Desk appearance, you're taken to the station house, and you're given a ticket that says you appear at such and such a time.
That's correct.
Now, in all cases, so often the guild will be able to arraign people when they're down at court. But if people are given desk appearance tickets, and hundreds were on the bridge, you've got to get a hold of the National Lawyers Guild and give them your name. We're not going to give you the number because we don't want to mix people up, but go to the National Lawyers Guild website and call the guild. Right, Margie?
That's correct, because we don't know your return date, and we want to be there for you. So if you want the National Lawyers Guild to represent you on your return date, you have to tell us when it is.
And Margaret, what other questions do we
have? We're talking to Margie Ratner, Kunstler. That's some of the advice that she's giving. A lot of the advice you'll see in her new book with me, Michael Ratner, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. It's a $75 premium, 212-209-2950. We have less than 15 minutes to sell out or premium out all of our material here. Hell No, Your Right to Dissent, $75. Who Killed Che? How the CIA Got Away with Murder, $75. $100 for 2 years of Law and Disorder, The Depredations of the Obama Democratic Administration, the violation of rights all over the place. That's 100. The whole package for 200. Get those calls in, 212-209-2950. Remember, Hell No, $75 premium. Really, another name would be Handbook for Activists. You've heard a little bit about what Margie said here. Hear more. Get this book.
Michael? Let's hear some more. Margaret, you were saying there are other questions that people ask you, and you know, you're not going to get this. The stations that are owned by General Electric or Disney are not going to give you advice from Margaret Ratner, Kunstler, on what to do if the cops hassle you. They're not going to tell you. We're going to tell you, but we need your support. 212-209-2950. Margaret, what other kinds of questions do you get down there?
People want to know if they can take photographs of people being arrested, whether they can record arrests, and is that legal? Yes, it is legal. Everybody down there has a phone that has a camera in it. Please take pictures. Keep those pictures and call up the National Lawyers Guild with your information.
Let me just repeat. Take pictures. Take pictures everywhere. Take videos everywhere. Get those pictures. Call the guild. They're trying to line up as much evidence as they can about every single one of the arrests, about what the police have done. But keep those calls coming in. 212-209-2950.
We've only got 12 minutes left.
Margie Ratner Kunstler's book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. You can see by the kind of advice you're getting how practical and important this book is. It's my book with Margie's and the Center for Constitutional Rights. 212-209-2950. Call, a $75 premium. We have 12 minutes to go. We want to fill that board, light it up. $75 for Hell No, $75 for Who Killed Che, $100 for 2 years of Law and Disorder, $200 for the whole lot. Let's get some $200. Let's get four $200 donations in. 212-209-2950. Smith.
Margaret, you're a charm. This board hasn't been lit up this morning like it's been lit up now since you came into the station. Thank you very much. But continue. So you're down there and people are coming up to you. And what are you doing?
Well, a lot of law students and lawyers are coming up and they're saying, what can we do to help? I say, join the National Lawyers Guild. Get trained to be a legal observer. Get trained to be on this table and come and join us. The National Lawyers Guild has been doing this kind of work for 50 years or more. We ask you to join us. You can help us. If you're not, if you're a lawyer or a law student, please come and join us at the National Lawyers Guild.
212-209-2950. Let's light up that board. We have Margie Ratner, counselor here, and it's true, Michael. She's lighting up the board like no one else has. Her advice is so remarkable. You can get more of it in her book with me. Her book, though, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, by Michael Ratner and Margaret Ratner, Kunstler and the Center for Constitutional Rights. Get that book, 212-209-2950. It's a $75 premium. Smith?
Well, Margaret, your timing in coming out with this book was absolutely exquisite. And the movement is something that we've never seen. Even in the 60s or even before that, what we read about in the 30s, nothing like this has happened before. Where would you hope that this movement would go?
Well, I think it has to change a bit because it's going to get cold in New York City, and I'm worried about the children out in the street. But I think that they'll figure it out, and I'm hoping that this goes viral all over and it just continues. I don't know where it's going to go, but I think it's going to be powerful.
You think the capitalists are quaking in their boots?
I think they should be.
Tony, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I believe they are as well. I think that they're already, because one of the things that we've seen is what's happening as they go in and try to attack these occupations. They're coordinated efforts. For instance, on the day when Bloomberg was coming to attack this one locally, there were six or seven others that were on the same date gone in, were attacked by police.
That's a brilliant insight. I think this has been run right out of the White House. This is right at the door of the Obama administration. These people are coordinated at the national level to suppress this. Absolutely.
Police departments are doing this together. They actually destroyed the occupation in Denver. They were able to break it up. They were so violent. So there is a coordinated effort at some high level to stop this. And the organizers told me last night, or maybe the night before last, that they had seen this on several different days, that occupations were being attacked simultaneously around the country on the same dates. So there is a coordinated effort to bust this up. But you know what? We will be here to support them. This voice, WBAI, will be here to support that occupation. These folks in this room will also be there to support.
Michael will be here. I'll be here. Margaret will be here. Margaret, we want to get you on this show more often. Tell people, why should they buy Hell No? Why
shouldn't buy it?
Why should we allow them to make a donation to the station so we can send it to them as a big thank you? Why should they get Hell No?
212-209-2950, 209-2950. The board was doing great, and then Tony walked in.
And ruined the whole thing.
212-209-2950. We had magic going. Tony, what happened?
We needed that female voice. I told you earlier.
Okay, Margie,
let's get it again. Margie, what do you think?
Well, Hell No traces the history of demonstrations from the 1999 demonstration in Seattle, which was a hallmark demonstration because it started the police abuse that we're experiencing today. That demonstration caused all of the new rules to be written, all of the police forces to get federalized, all of the spy centers to be developed, and it took 9/11 to fund that operation.
Yeah.
But here we are. With a police state hanging over us, and yet we have wonderful demonstrations happening.
Okay, you guys, you got seven more minutes.
We need to raise about another
$1,000. And we want seven calls. Tony says another $1,000.
Yes, we do.
212-209-2950. Where have you heard anything like what Margie Ratner Kunstler has been able to say to us in the last half an hour? You haven't. So get these premiums. $200, you get the whole package. Hell No. The Che book. And the
flash drive, it's a $200 pledge.
No, it's
2 gigabytes.
2 gigabytes.
2 gigabytes of material from this show, 2 years of this program, and then you will have 2 gigabytes free to use as you choose. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call. It's free speech radio, folks. It's non-commercial radio. We rely upon you to keep this station going. We need to hear those phones ringing. The pledge is just $75 to receive the book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. If you're more interested in Che and what happened there, you can get Who Killed Che, How the CIA Got Away with Murder. That's a $75 pledge. But do yourself a favor and get both of those along with the flash drive for a pledge of $200 to WBAI and in support of Law and Disorder.
Tony,
212-209-2950.
And we're not going to go back to Margie until we get that board starting to light up. 212-209-2950. Margie's been amazing today. Let's hear you guys light up the board. You don't all have the book already. Hell No, it's really an activist guide. 212-209-2950. As Margie said,
this didn't start with Miami. This didn't start with New York in 2004 at the RNC. This didn't start post 9/11. Government repression of dissent, of people in the streets. It started, of course, way before my time, but its modern version started in Seattle in 1999 because it's about economics, world economic rights, world economic control, and this is the resistance we're seeing at Occupied Wall Street. 212-209-2950. Get those $75 pledges in for Hell No. Get 75 in for Che. Get 100 in for the programming. Tony?
212-209-2950. We now have three people on the line. That's a bit of a start. It's not enough to get to where we need to go. If we can get five of you to pledge at that $200 level and get all three of these items, that will bring us to that $1,000 that we need. But we must have your support, folks. This is community radio. This is community-supported radio. We're only able to bring you this programming because you pledge your support to this station. This is an excellent program on WBAI. You tune in to hear it. You tune in because you know that you're going to get analysis that you won't hear anywhere else on your radio dial and nor on your television nor in whatever newspaper you might pick up or most of the newspapers you might pick up. There are some periodicals that bring this kind of coverage, but it is rare. And this station has it available for you with three giant brains every Monday at 9 a.m. That's what we're asking you to support. Be a part of it. 212-209-2950. We're asking for you to, if you can do the $200 pledge, make that pledge of support. It's got all, both of the books, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America, along with Who Killed Che, How the CIA Got Away with Murder, and the flash drive, the 4-gigabyte flash drive. 2 gigs will be archives from this program. The other two will be for you to do as you please, to use as an actual functioning flash drive. 3 minutes left. We need to hear from you now. 212-209-2950.
Margie, anything, your last, I won't even ask you a question. Last thing about, will you be at Occupied Wall Street today, and what will you be doing?
I'll be down at Occupy Wall Street today. I don't know if I'll be at the table. I think I'd just be adding materials to the table so that the people who, the National Lawyers Guild lawyers who are sitting at the table will have all of the materials they need.
Green hats, if you get yourself down to Occupied Wall Street, if you have a question about an arrest, about what might be getting arrested, what your rights are, if you have films, which we urge, Margie has urged you to take, go to that table, see Margie. And Margie Ratner-Kunstler, thank you for that, and thank you for the book, Hell No, a $75 premium, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Let's light up the board.
Margaret, do you have any last thoughts before we wave goodbye to you?
No, I just want to say that everybody has to contribute to WBAI because they are one of the standard supporters of all of these demonstrations, and we all have to work together, so please make your donations today.
Thank you very much, Margaret Ratner-Kunstler. If you appreciated what she had to say, send in a donation and let us thank you with a copy of her book, Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. Thank you very much, Margaret. Hang on for a second. Maybe you'll let me and Michael take you out for lunch. Tony, ask me a question about why did we write Who Killed Che?
We're going to have to wrap this up, actually.
Right,
and make
no more
way
questions.
For the next
let's
program.
Just fundraise.
But we're going to get out of the way. We got about a minute left, and Michael G has got to get in here to get the next program up. Stay tuned for Gary Null coming up next. But we have, I'm going to tell you one more time what the items are: Who Killed Che, How the CIA Got Away with Murder. You also have the book Hell No, Your Right to Dissent in 21st Century America. And we have the flash drive, all available to you for a pledge of $200. At the $75 level, you can get either of the books: Who Killed Che, How the CIA Got Away with Murder. 212-209-2950.
I want to thank everybody for supporting our program, Law and Disorder, and for supporting WBAI. Thank you very much. If we didn't have a chance to read your name, it's just that we haven't got the slip of paper with it on yet. But we're extremely grateful for all of you people out there who helped Michael Ratner and Heidi Boghossian and me put this show on. And thanks very much for BAI for hosting it. Thank you, Margaret Ratner, Counselor, for coming down. And folks,
Ife, thank you for as our engineer. Tony, thank you for pitching in at the last second as our money went down, but now it's going up. So thank you all. Thank you, BAI. And thank you for being there with Occupied Wall Street.
Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Ife, and it's that time of year again. WBAI's Fall Fun Drive, and I would love for you to make room in your busy schedule to come on down to volunteer and answer phones. The Fall Fun Drive is from October 5th through November 1st. This is a great way to meet your favorite hosts and producers and chat it up with other listeners like yourself. But we're all here for one common cause: keep WBAI alive. To volunteer, call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 212-209-2800. That's 212-209-2800. Or email volunteers at WBAI.org. We're keeping the station alive. 99.5 WBAI.
And we are keeping the station alive with your support, through your support, supporting programs like Law and Disorder. We so appreciate your ongoing support of this commercial-free, listener-sponsored community radio station. You know, you absolutely know that the coverage of Occupy Wall Street, along with all of the rest of the programming that we do, would not be possible without